A previously recorded Matt Slick Show.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers. Taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing out there? I'm having a good day, and just ask by God's grace that you'd give me a call if you have a question, you have a curiosity, you want to know about an individual, you want to know about theology, Bible stuff. Why don't you give me a call and we can talk. So if you are also interested, all you got to do to watch the show is go to the carm.org website, carm.org, and on the right hand side of any page you will find the link for the you can do it. It says radio show, live, Matt Slick Live Radio. You click on that, it'll show you. It has a Facebook stuff on the homepage. You can watch the show. It's not a big deal. But what you can do is you can chat, put in the chat room, and other Christians are in there, and they interact with you, and you can ask questions. We have newbies in there all the time. It's a lot of fun. And also, just to let you know, we have three online schools that are written. And I'll tell you about that. Let me give the phone number out so you guys can call in. 877-207-2276. Give me a call. Five open lines. 877-207-2276. So we have these schools, and we charge for them. But I like to tell people that if you can't afford them, all you got to do is let us know, and we'll give them to you for free. They're online, completely online, and they are arranged in such a way that you can take one lesson, learn, next lesson builds off of that, etc., etc. You can learn basic Christian theology. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. I have sections done, you know, like on Jesus and on the Trinity, on salvation, and just, you know, and you can read. You can go through these sections, and they're all each self-contained, informationally speaking. And we charge 33 for those, each of them, and if you get all three, you get a discount. And if you can't afford them, just tell us. You don't have to give it a big excuse. Just say, I'd like to email us. I'd like to have the schools. I just really can't afford them. Okay. And we just give them to you. We just give you a username and password, and you're in. But if you want to do that, you can do that. We do use them to keep the lights on and things like that. Speaking of which, if you're also so inclined, you could go to carm.org, and you could help us out financially. All you got to do is go to any page on the Carm website on the right-hand side. There's a donate thing, and you click it. We ask $5 a month, $10 a month, if you can afford that, $15, $20. Because if we have a recurring donation, it helps us with budgets. It helps us to know what we can and can't do. And speaking of all that, I'm just waiting for callers to come in. Okay, so I'm going to talk until they come in, and then we'll get on the phones. But it's 877-207-2276. And on the right-hand column of any page, you'll see there's a Carm wish list. You can check that out. But what I was going to point you to is something more important than that, is we have a GoFundMe thing. And I want to just talk about this for a little bit. We have missionaries in different parts of the world. We have a Spanish missionary. We have a Portuguese missionary. We have Turkish missionary. We also have a guy in Africa, in Malawi. And Joster is his name in Malawi. And he's very educated. And what he does is he travels around the country into other countries, and he equips Christian pastors with good biblical information. And you got to understand how it works over there in some parts of that continent. A lot of times they become pastors because the people are getting converted, and someone needs to preach and teach. Well, maybe someone might just be studying more than another person, and they kind of become the go-to person. They become a pastor. Well, a lot of times the pastors, they don't have any training. And I'm not saying you can't be a pastor if you don't have training, but they often don't know very much about biblical theology. So what Joster does is he goes and he meets with pastors, 50, 100 at a time. They'll meet in groups. He arranges these meetings. Sometimes they'll go to these villages on the outskirts of wherever, and he will give them information. and it's written information so that they can read, and they can take off. He can do stuff. Now the thing is, they don't have internet there. They do have phones, and of course it's expensive to do an internet kind of thing on the phone. So they really can't get to the internet like we do on our phones. We just don't even think twice about it. So what we're trying to do is find a way to get printed up information. And he says the CARM stuff is just great. It's succinct, step by step. It's very helpful, very useful. And so, long story short, what we've decided to do is to raise the funds to send to him, and he will buy a printer. And he's showed us the different ones that a local computer store has in the city he's in. But it costs double what it costs here, and he doesn't have the money. So we pay him a salary, but it's not very much. And you know, he does what he can. So here's the thing. If you want to help out, if you want to give to a cause, to something that's going to make a difference, but it's a difference you won't see. It's a difference you're not going to know about unless I tell you on the radio, this is what he's been using it for, this is how many people he's reached. And we're asking for $1,000. We have just over 250 right now that people have donated on GoFundMe. So to find that information, all you got to do is go to any CARM website, any CARM page, and on the right-hand side, you will see down there, you'll see CARM GoFundMe. You click on that, and we have three things that we're asking about, but the printer thing is what we want to take care of right now. It's a very useful thing, and it really is. It's a missionary outreach. He can then print up the material that I send him. He can just print it up. They use the same paper size, so we can give him, have him buy cartridges and paper, and he can print up all kinds of stuff and distribute it to the pastors. And he can leave, and they'll have this information, and they can then start teaching the stuff that they need to teach about the basics of the Christian faith, getting how to witness to the Muslims, because Muslims are killing Christians in Nigeria, and they're aggressive. How to beware of the NAR, the New Apostolic Reformation. There's what happens is a lot of times the American name it and claim it teachers go over there, and because they're Americans that are successful and they're poor, well, the American, some of these wacko pastors will say things like, well, if you give $100 seed faith, well, that means that God will then bless you. Well, they're desperate, so they'll do this, and nothing happens. So some of the American pastors and others are going over and fleecing people and then leave. And, you know, we want to help inoculate people from that kind of a thing. So this is what we're doing, and it is worthwhile. And if you want to go check out the GoFundMe thing, all you got to do is go check it out, okay? Just go check it out on CARM, on the right-hand side. You'll see the GoFundMe. CARM GoFundMe. If you want to give me a call, we have four open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get to Vicki from Raleigh, North Carolina. Vicki, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Matt.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that. When Christ comes again and when the Holy Spirit is removed from the earth, aren't people supposed to get saved during that time frame afterwards?
And I just wonder, when Jesus returns,
the Holy Spirit prompts us.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, the phone was breaking up on my end. I guess I didn't hear you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I just think when, when they come and they take, like, before the tribulation, well, I know you believe in post-tribulation, but, you know, when they say the Holy Spirit is removed from the earth, mm-hmm. like, we won't have the Holy Spirit here, because isn't it the Holy Spirit that kind of prompts us and that brings people, like, prompts their hearts to bring them to salvation?
Well, in that premillennial view, the basic argument is that the Holy Spirit will not be taken away, but the Christians will be raptured, taken out of the world, and then when the millennium comes, people will be getting saved during the millennial reign. The Holy Spirit will be here because he's ubiquitous. That's his nature. And so they say people beginning saved during the millennial period, and then at the end of that, Satan's let loose, and there's a big war, and Satan loses, and things like that. That's what I understand that view teaches. So.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I know you listened to somebody on the Truth Network the other day, and mm-hmm. they were talking about a time when the Holy Spirit was removed.
No, it can't be. That's
from the earth.
Well,
and I thought, well, how
that?
Would people get saved?
And that's good thinking, but it's impossible for the Holy Spirit to be removed from the earth. This is why I wish these guys would learn a little more theology. By definition, God is everywhere. Therefore, you can't mm-hmm. remove the Holy Spirit from the earth. Otherwise, he wouldn't be everywhere. Simple.
Right. Well, that makes sense, right? That kind of gets down to basics.
Yeah, just basic Christian theology.
Yeah, it kind of confused me, so I was mm-hmm. like, whoa.
So what they generally have said is that the Holy Spirit indwelling the Christians in that manner where the Christians become kind of a stopgap, it holds things back because the presence of the indwelling Spirit within them is there. And then when the rapture occurs, they'll say, then the Holy Spirit's taken with them. He's still everywhere, but not in that special indwelling place. And so therefore, mayhem occurs. And so that's mm-hmm. the general thing, because they recognize there's a problem if they were to say the Holy Spirit was removed, because you can't have that. Mm-hmm. It just violates the doctrine of the Trinity.
Yes,
and so when I talk to a lot of them about this, and they quote me verses, I say, well, let's look at what it actually says, you know. And mm-hmm. I believe, in my opinion, I'm really going to offend a lot of people here, but I really believe that so many people believe in pre-tribulation rapture, is because they're used to being Americans where things, we don't go through stuff. And mm-hmm. we have the convenience, and God wouldn't put us through things like that. Well, they're not mm-hmm. taught biblical theology, in my opinion, in that respect.
Right.
Through history, Christians have gone through it, and through the Bible, Christians have gone through it. Nothing in the Bible says we're going to be pre-tribulation raptured out of here. I mean, I'd love it. In fact, I'll just offer, if anybody wants to call up and say, here are the verses that we use to hold that position. I'm not going to yell at them, you know, until you're a heretic, and say,
right,
okay,
sure.
Well, what verses you got? Let's check them out, you know, because you never know. Maybe someone might come up with something. I might go, wow, I never saw that.
I never read it that way.
No. Right.
Yeah, I kind of felt a whole lot more comfortable before I heard your perspective take on it, and I couldn't dispute what the scripture that you read. So, no, I'm not really... way I believe, I'm hoping that the way I always believe before was the truth, and not the part about, you know, that we go through the tribulation, but, you know, you just pray that we'll be strong enough if we do, and...
Yeah, I don't want to go through it. I'm chicken, and I don't like pain, because pain hurts too much.
Me neither.
So,
exactly. It's one thing if you think about, you know, like when I think about, well, I think I could easily say I would die, but it's the scary part is when you think about the suffering part and the different ways that somebody could make you suffer.
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a horrifying mm-hmm. thing to think about, you know. It's like, oh my gosh, you know. And, mm-hmm. and I believe I would still do the right thing, but I'm not going to think it's going to be easy at all to say that, you know. It's going to be awful if it happens.
Yeah, it would be. It would be terrible.
Go ahead,
but
sir.
We get a break. So you want to hold or are you done? We gotta
sure.
keep going.
You hold? If you okay. got more calls, I'll let you go.
All right, so hold on then. Hey, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. We have three open lines. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. Be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, what? Well, welcome back to the show. We have two open lines. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. Let's get back to Vicki from Raleigh. All right. So did that help you out at all?
Yes. Yes, sir. It helped me. And do you think everything we're going through now is because of our rebellion against Christ and how we've
yes.
taken him out of the schools and everything else? I do, too.
Absolutely.
Do you keep up with politics? Do you watch it?
More and more I'm having to, because people ask me more questions. I'm doing research, and unfortunately I'm so booked with converting the website over to other stuff, managing, doing stuff. I haven't been able to give my all to a project. When I do, I usually put caution tape around, warn my wife that I'll be sequestered for 3 weeks, have food shipped in, you know, and then I just study. And I haven't been able to do that with these issues. And what we're going to do with the new website when it's released, hopefully in a couple, 2 to 3 months, we're going to have a social justice category. We're going to be going through issues like Black Lives Matter. Let's just say social justice issues. And I'm going to be doing some research on them, comparing them to scripture, starting to do videos on them, start teaching and things like that. Yep. That's right.
I was just wondering, I know personally, I feel like I need to keep up with the news, what's going on, and who believes what, and what's going on, what they do. But I get so angry in the thoughts towards some of those people.
Yep. Well, there's going
to
be...
I'm going, gosh, should I be listening to this?
Oh, yeah, you should. Yeah, we need to be informed. In fact, I just found out about a half hour ago that there's going to be a Black Lives Matter rally here in the Boise, Idaho area. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Whew, I hope everything goes okay.
Well, we had one about a month ago-ish, give or take. 40 or 50 BLM people were there on a certain area. The police were there, and I'm going to say 700 patriots were there. With everyone was
awesome.
Oh, yeah, and they were carrying weapons. Most of them were carrying weapons, rifles, open
Good
carry.
Deal.
It's Idaho. And I felt perfectly safe. It was no big deal. I went down there.
Good deal.
No big deal. And when the BLMers would start saying, Black Lives Matter, so someone else would start, we would all start saying, All Lives Matter.
All lives matter, yeah.
All lives. It's not just black. Come on, don't be racist. It's all lives. That's what has to happen. All lives. Everybody. We're one race.
Exactly.
With different sizes and colors. That's it. That's how it has to be seen. And when that is the way we're seeing people, then things will just get better all over the place. But as some, I'm just going to keep rambling here, but some people in the black community are saying, you know, that a lot of the blacks have a slave mentality where they trust in the government to give them what they need. And I'm not the one saying this. These are, I know some guys who are in the black community, they're saying it. And say, come on, you know, work hard, and you know, all lives matter. And that's what it is. All lives. And that's even the lives in the womb. I'll tell you, the way...
Oh, gosh, I know,
The way our country is, with killing the unborn, the infanticide that's going on.
It's sad.
And, it is, and our government is not protecting the innocent, but... making it possible for people to kill more people because of the inconvenience of being pregnant. And this is an atrocity before God.
Well, you know, it's such a key... go ahead.
No, he's going to let us have
it's such a key issue for so many women, and I've always said, I've never seen somebody fight so hard for something that you haven't even conceived yet, the right to kill it. But you haven't even conceived it yet, but you want to fight for the right that if you do, that you can kill. It blows my mind.
Well, we're going to get other callers, but let me run this by some. I want people to hear this. I know people are listening. And, you know, about abortion, I'll ask the pro-aborts. I have a lot of different names I call them, but I don't call them pro-choice. You know, I don't believe in that. So, in their title... and they'll say, well, the woman has a right to her own body. I say, agree. She can do what you want with your own body to a certain degree. But why do they pass laws against you using drugs on your own body? Like heroin is against the law. You don't have a problem with that, but isn't it your own body? Are you consistent? It's okay to kill the life in the womb, but you're okay with the idea of if you use heroin that you can be arrested for that because it's only your own body, right? Well, why the hypocrisy? They can't answer the question. And I know why. Because, well, it's inconveniencing. You know, they want to have their fun, but they don't want to pay the price of having that fun. And I'll say, well, what is it if it's your own body? The baby's growing and has head and arms and legs. If it's your body, then do you have two heads, four arms, four legs? Well, no. Well, then what's growing in you is not your body. It's another life.
It's their body.
That's right. It's their body. That's right. You have your body, and... this person has their body, but it happened to be inside of you. You don't have the right to kill it. You don't have the right to do it. And I've had them say to me, okay, well, the life growing in the womb is not human. And now I have several ways of tackling it. One of them I'll say is, okay, so at what point does it become human? Well, we don't know. Well, wait a minute. You don't know when it becomes human, so you'll kill it, risking the idea, risking killing a human? If you don't know when it becomes human, then don't tell me you go ahead and kill it because you might be killing a human. And you say killing a human's wrong, correct? I go, yeah. Well, then why are you risking it? Convenience, right? So I say, okay, well, give me a month, give me a day, give me whatever. And they don't know what to say. And I'll say, and furthermore, mm-hmm. what causes the ontological change in the womb from non-human to human? What causes that change? They don't have an answer for that. Mm-hmm. It just develops when it can think. Where'd you get that? Why is thinking it? When it can become self-sufficient, well, why is that the standard? How do you get that? Because you can have babies that'd be born at 5 months and they can survive, but people want to kill them up to 9 months. It's insane the inconsistency that people have. And the other thing I've done with people, I remember this one time I used this on an atheist pro-abort. And this guy was saying, women have the right to do this. They can kill whatever they want to do. It's their body. And I said, okay, so is it human? No, it's not human. And he didn't have the answers to the questions on, well, when does it become human? All this stuff. And I said, okay, so it's a fetus, right? They use these technical terms. It's a fetus. It's not human. Mm-hmm. Can you take that fetus? Mm-hmm. Can you transplant it into the womb of a female dog? Mm-hmm. If it's not human, you can do that, right? There shouldn't be anything wrong with that, right? And this guy, mm-hmm. I remember this, he goes, oh my goodness, I never thought of that. I said, if it's not human, can't you do that? Because there wouldn't be anything wrong with that, would there? And he said, well...
That's a really good argument.
Oh, yeah. It shook him. It's shaken a lot of people up. Well, why not? If it's not human, what's the problem? And they recognize there's something wrong there. And they recognize it's the nature of the dog versus the nature of the human. They're different. And they get it. Mm-hmm. And I ask people, so can you do that? I've had a few say, yes, you can. And, you know, they're just so hard-hearted.
Oh my gosh.
In their sinfulness.
Wow.
That God's given them over to the depravity of their heart and their mind.
Scary.
But most people, they don't know what to do with that kind of a question. And I'm saying this out loud here on the radio. All people, if they're considering abortion, think about these things. Think about mm-hmm. it. Well, then they'll say, what about rape? Well, a woman gets pregnant because of rape. Well, my wife and I had a conversation. What would happen if someone were to have raped my wife and she was pregnant? I knew. Mm-hmm. I knew what she would say. And she was right. She'd say, we'd have a new baby. We'd have a new baby in our family. And I'd say, that's right. Raise that baby as my own. That's how it would be. Not going to make the baby.
I'd have a good dad.
That's right.
Well, I'm sorry to keep you so long, Matt.
Okay,
I'll let you go because I know you have other people.
Yeah,
but thank you so much for help.
All right. Well, God bless, Vicki. Okay. Hey, folks, we have three open lines. Give me a call, 877-207-2276. You like that.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Everyone, welcome back to the show. If you want to give me a call, we have three open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get to JR from Salt Lake City. JR, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you so much, Matt. I always listen to your radio show here, and I'm very blessed by it. Thank you so much, brother.
Well, praise God, man, and thanks for listening.
Now, I'm just calling because I have a friend that is also a Christian, and it seems that he got involved with a group of people that believe that only the King James is the only right Bible to mm-hmm. read. Mm-hmm. And I kind of try to give him an explanation why we have different Bibles, you know, generations, words, text, and all the context and all this other stuff. But he's very stick. He's sticking to just believing or reading the King James. So I was wondering, what else can I say to him, or what else can I use to maybe try to have him open up a little bit more and not be stuck just on King James?
Yeah, it's a problem. And generally, the ones who hold to that also hold to the conspiratorial idea. And what they're saying is that... What they're saying is it doesn't matter what the experts say. They're part of the conspiracy against the King James. So you got this problem. You got to find out if the if he is believing in a conspiratorial kind of a thing. Now, If he is, then what's the source of that? And then we have an issue called non-falsifiability. Non-falsifiability, a good example is back in San Diego, when I used to live there, there was a group called Heaven's Gate. And I don't know if you know about this or remember it, but whatever. They all committed suicide. And they committed suicide because, I think it was Hale-Bopp Comet was coming, and there was a UFO on the far side of the comet, and it was coming to grab their souls. They had to kill themselves to be free to go there and go back out into space with the aliens. Now, it's called non-falsifiability because you couldn't falsify it. You couldn't prove it wrong. And that's called non-falsifiability. And generally speaking, things that are non-falsifiable don't rest in reality. And the people who hold the non-falsifiable things, you can't reach them because it doesn't matter. It's like saying to that cult, look, how do you know there's a UFO? It just is. Okay, Neil said, can you prove it wrong? No. Well, there you go. So he might have an issue with non-falsifiability. There's no way to demonstrate that the King James is not correct. So one of the questions I will do is say, your King James only, that's the best translation, right? Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Is there any way to show you that that's incorrect? And if he says no, then you know he's guilty of non-falsifiability. If we were to look at the Greek manuscripts and show you that a couple of verses aren't translated properly, would that help? No. Well, then it doesn't matter what you do. He's just not going to believe. And at that point, I'll say, it doesn't matter what the facts are, what the evidence are, you're just going to hold to this even though you can't prove that it's true. You just can't.
Right. And that makes logical sense, what you're saying. I mean, I didn't think about that in a way, but that's why I'm calling you. But yeah, I mean, he's a good brother. He believes in Jesus. I know he's been born again as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just this little thing about this whole thing with King James that is just, you know, bothering me a lot, because I know part of the reason why we have the other versions or of the Bible, but it's not only King James, right? So I appreciate that, Matt.
Let you know, we have a huge King James section, King James only section, written on there by Luke Wayne. He works with us, and you can go there and you can read. It's so big, you know. So what we need to do is have one article that gives you the summation of stuff. But he did a great job of writing it. 140 articles. There's a lot of information in there. You can go check it out. So there's different ways to deal with stuff. And here's a question that I'll ask them. I'll say, is the King James, for example, the New Testament, is it more accurate than the Greek manuscripts? And most of them, they'll say, yeah, it is. Well, so you're saying then that it's more accurate than even the Greek. That's correct. Okay. So then, shouldn't all other translations in the world be translated from the King James? Because it's more accurate than the Greek, right? And he's going to have to say, well, yes. Okay, so you're saying the 1611 version, that's what it was, right? And I'll ask them, do you use the 1611 version? And they don't, 1689. So what I'll do is, you can do this, you can go look up 1611 King James Bible and do a little bit of research. You'll find the text, and you can show it to them. It's hard to read. It is. It's hard to read. It's different kind of words, different kind of font, the letters. It's quite different. So the King James has been modified since 1611. Which version are they using? So there's all kinds of issues you can start raising to this guy. Okay?
Right. Yeah. I hear you, man. Well, thank you so much. I'll definitely go to your website. I know it's Carm, and I've been there a few times myself. So thank you so much for this help. I just want to make sure that anybody else who's also listening about this matter, you know, to have this good approach, just like you said, and have these, you know, brothers get out of that whole mentality thing, because there's nothing else we can do to convince them. So
that's right.
It's kind of hard, but you know what? The Lord is in control, I guess. So
yes, he is.
Just going to have to pray about that. Thank you so much, Matt.
You're welcome, buddy. God bless.
All right.
All right. That's JR from Salt Lake City. Let's get to Nate from California. Nate, welcome. You're on the air. Oh, you got to speak up, man. Are you there? Nate?
Excuse me?
Yes, you're
here. Yeah. Oh, I apologize. I thought you were like speaking with somebody else.
It's okay.
I wanted to ask you two questions only. You know how, I think I've asked this before, but I just wanted to make sure, and TV, how they show, like, pictures of devil with tails and horns.
Wait, I'm not following you. I'm not following you.
Okay, wait a second. Let me...
What's your question,
though? My throat is this. Wait a second.
Hello? Are you there?
Sorry about that. Can you hear me better now?
I'm not sure, but go ahead. What's your question?
All right. number one is, if the devil, does this show in the Bible how he looks like, what he looks like?
No.
Because in TV, they throw him in red with horns.
That's not what it looks like, okay?
That's not what he looks like at all. Okay.
No, he's a spirit.
That's what I thought too. My second question is this. How if an atheist came up to you and this person says, I don't believe in the Bible because it was written by man. How can you prove that the Bible is 100% correct?
When they say they don't believe in the Bible because it's written by man, I say, do you ever use a recipe book? Because the recipes are written by people, so I guess you can't believe in that either, can you? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, directions on how to put your table together, written by man, can't trust it. Sorry, don't believe it. So when they say, no, the Bible. Well, why are you being inconsistent? Why do you say, I don't believe the Bible is true because it's written by man, but everything else you do? Why? It's your presupposition that you hate God. And that's why you say, I just reject the Bible, because of what it requires of you. Submission to the truth of God. So you reject it. Say, I don't believe it because it's written by man. Well, really? What else do you not believe because it's written by man? Everything else?
Yeah, like also the story of Julius Caesar. How can you believe that?
Right. And when you said earlier, you said, can you prove the Bible's true? Well, it's way too subjective. Proof is for mathematics and logic. That's where proof comes in. So when you talk to someone like that, they prove to me the Bible's true. I say, I can't. You know, they're not expecting that. I said, you know, what does it mean to prove it's true? You know, what? What does it mean to you? You know, tell me what it means for it to be true.
Well, how about the also many prophecies that have come true?
No, you understand what I'm saying. When an atheist says, that's okay. When they say, prove to me the Bible's true, you have to ask them what they mean by true. And you have to ask them what they mean by prove. I'm not being ridiculous. I'm being deadly serious.
No, I'm being honest, of course.
What do you mean by true? Is it true in every single sentence? Do you mean it's true that Jesus rose from the dead? Do you mean it's true that archaeology verifies it? What do you mean? They don't know, and so they can't answer. And I say, well, if you can't answer your own question, what so that I can answer you, then why should I even have a conversation with you? You don't even know. You're just being obstreperous. All right, buddy? We got a break coming up.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. God bless, Nate. Hey, we have three open lines, folks. Give me a call. 877-207-2276. Be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show, last segment. And if you want to give me a call, we have three open lines, 877-207-2276. Gary from Utah, you're on the air.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Doing all right, man. Hanging in there. What do you got, buddy?
I know we've talked a few times. Hey, I know that you get busy, so sometimes you can't always catch up on these things, but
right.
I also don't underestimate you because maybe you have. Did you know and are you aware that, you know, BLM, Black Lives Matter, and also Antifa are definitely domestic terrorist groups because
Absolutely.
Of what they stand for?
Yeah, I have an article.
Communism
written,
and.
Oh yeah, I've written an article on Black Lives Matter on CARM. Wrote it, I don't know, a week or two ago, and you can check it out. And what I did was, let's see, going to it. So there it is. I don't like the new search thing they've got for Google. We're going to be fixing that with a new site. But yeah, I go through the issue and Black Lives Matter and racism, quotes from the BLM website. You know, let's see. Here, we disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended family in villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. That is scary. So they want to disrupt.
Yeah, and they hate Christians, too. They hate
What's
more
that?
Than Christians.
What's that?
They hate us Christians. They burn Bibles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a bad group. And, you know, that we foster a queer-affirming network when we gather. We do so in the tension of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. So they're against heterosexuality, the normal thing of mom, dad, children, family. They want to get rid of this, break it up, disrupt it. It's evil. And, and it says, currently we're fighting two deadly viruses. COVID-19 is threatening our health, and white supremacy is threatening our existence.
I know.
It's like,
yeah, right.
Are they insane? That is insane.
You know what's
insane.
Funny, Matt, is that most of their members are actually white. And what's funny is, too,
yeah,
that, well, I should say, not so funny, is that I keep in touch with some of these YouTube channels, like Dr. Stephen Turley and some others. And I've got these videos where, you know, they keep up on this. And there's, like, a lot of neighborhoods now with them, where the conservative militias, like Idaho did with Ketchum, Idaho, and Coeur d'Alene, and other places, where they're running out. They're running BLM and Antifa out of their neighborhoods, even beating them up. They're getting them out of the neighborhood.
Right. And there's going to be a BLM tonight in Boise, which I want to go attend with the rest of the patriots who want to say things like, no, not here. And in my article, I've got a lot of stuff that's there. They want to eradicate white supremacy. In other words, if you're white, you're a white supremacist, you're guilty. The criminal justice system is corrupt, they say. Defund the police, promote LGBTQ, dismantle the heterosexual marriage thing, promote the destruction of the nuclear family, support leftist Democrat candidates. I went through and found out where their money goes through. And Patrice Kahn Coolers supports the Breathe Act. And the Breathe Act, I went and I got it all documented. She says, yeah, this is great stuff. And the Breathe Act says eliminate federal programs and agencies used to finance and expand the U.S. criminal system. Make recommendations to dramatically reduce the Department of Defense. Abolish mandatory minimum sentencing laws, ending life sentences, abolishing the three strikes law, develop repealing federal laws that criminalize human movement and border entry. In other words, they don't care. Have illegals come into our country? Whatever. Decriminalize and retroactively expunge drug offenses. So the people for drug stuff, oh, that's okay, set them free. This is the kind of stuff that causes mayhem in countries. And people get pushed so far, then they're going to start pushing back. And unfortunately, in history, when this happens, blood is spilled.
They get red pilled. Yep, and they get red pilled. They look at their conservative values and they want law and order. Even liberals, mind you. I got this video about Seattle liberals that was saying where they were voting Democrat before. They're sick of it, as well as others, like in California. They're doing all these Trump rallies that are the Patriot rallies. L.A., New York, they're all doing that. Even in Illinois, when they were standing up for what was going on there, I bet you, I think I see a red tsunami coming. And I really believe that God is using this president the way he used Cyrus and many others in the Bible. I believe that.
Could be. Could be. If the left gets in power, if Pelosi gets in power, because, you know, Biden is, he's got problems, obviously. And that's why the left doesn't want him out in public very much. And he's, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not mocking the guy because of his dementia that seems to be increasing. That's just what happens sometimes, and I'm sorry about that. But he's not qualified to be president. You can't trust what he says. He obviously has got problems. And so now they got Camilla in there, and she's far left of the leftists.
Oh.
She's a Marxist.
She's a socialist.
Yeah, so if something happens to him, she becomes president. Something happens to her, it's Pelosi who's president. And it's like, you know, it's just scary. They will gut our Constitution, try and take away our guns. It's going to be mayhem. Mm-hmm. They want to raise taxes, open the borders. I mean, this is insanity. Yeah. There is something mentally wrong with them.
You're right. I think I see enough Americans rising up that I've got trust in American people. And you see all the rallies.
I don't.
And it's not even Trump rallies. But you see people doing the boats, like in Pinellas County in Florida, and everywhere. You go around the country. I mean, you don't see that for Biden and Kamala. So I really believe, honestly, that God's going to make it happen. That I really hope. See a landslide. But we still want to get out and vote, though. I'm just saying.
Everybody better vote. Yeah. And we cannot let these leftists get in. They will destroy our country. They want to turn it into socialist utopia. Yeah. Let me explain how it works with laws. Communism, look at communism, everybody. Think about communism as state-owned, state-run everything. That means the government runs everything, controls everything. That's what communism is. And when the government controls everything, the means of production and distribution of goods, and tells you what you're to have, in every communist country, they have shortages left and right. People lose their freedoms. That's how it works.
Right.
So the more government you have, the closer you're getting to communism. So what socialism is one step closer to us. It's an increase of government control of the means of production, the means of distribution, with heavy taxation. They control everything. They want to remove private property. Because if you have, in a communist country, you can't have private property, because that means you do what you want with it. The government isn't in control. So what the socialist idiot morons are wanting is more government control, and it's just stepping further and further to the far left, where communism is waiting to devour our country. And when that happens, we will not have our freedoms anymore. BLM is part of that debacle of idiocy, and they need to be stopped. Antifa needs to be stopped, and the stupid moron leftist wacko Democrats on the far left in the cities that let these riots occur. What is wrong with them? So there have been studies done. Let me tell you, there have been studies done on people's brains physically, where their brains alter when they get in power. Something happens to them.
Yeah,
there's something mentally wrong with these leftists. Not all, but I'll tell you, there's something wrong with them, and we have got to stand up against them, or we're going to lose our rights. They're going to come into the churches. They're going to start saying things like, you can't sing in church. Oh, wait a minute. Where have I heard that already? You know?
Yeah. Right. I know.
Okay.
Oh, just two things real quick before I know, because time's getting short and you might be able to get one more caller in. Two things. I know that comes from the book of Moronicles, and for those people, the way they think. And then, do you remember back in the day in the 50s and 60s? Of course, I was too young. I was born in 63, but when they had the Black Panthers and the Weather Underground, which is now Black BLM and Antifa. Problem is, it's worse now, because now they're rioting in different cities more so. But I really believe that we're getting a hold of this, and we're going to win.
I don't know.
Righteousness and law and order usually end up winning anyway.
Not always. When you look at history, this is why people need to study history. Never in all of recorded history does a country just gradually get better and gradually goes into utopia thing. This is what the leftist thinks will happen when you have socialism. And things just gradually get better. That's a lie from the devil himself. Never in history has it ever happened. The only way, unfortunately, the only way they get their countries back is by revolution. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot. This is serious stuff. And, you know, we Christians need to be aware. And stop putting your faith and trust in preacher rapture. I just stepped on a bunch of toes. Hope that it's true, pray that it's true, but prepare to go through it. That's how it should be. Okay?
We got to go. That's a whole other thing. I'll have to call you back another time. Thank you.
All right, man. God bless. All right.
Okay.
Okay, let's get to our last caller, which is Harry from Kentucky. Hey, Harry, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, where he comes disguised as an angel of light.
Satan does, yes.
That's what it says, right?
Yes. What's your question?
Who are the ministers that are ministers? His ministers are ministers of righteousness.
No, they serve. Wow. It says the verse 15. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be in accord with their deeds. Kenneth Copeland is one of those. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Joel Osteen probably
totally
fits in that.
There.
Yeah, Joel Osteen probably fits in that category. We have Furtick. People don't realize. See, you know, people might think, Matt, you're just way too harsh. I will say this: if you think that, no offense meant, it's because you don't understand.
That you're too harsh.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
No.
Okay, hold on. I say to people, if they think that I'm too harsh, it's because they don't understand and know the Word of God, and they also don't understand what these false teachers are actually saying. That's
exactly
the problem. Okay, that's what's going on.
That's the key. They don't listen to what's been said by those people throughout the years and put it together.
That's right, and I try and help them.
I totally agree.
I say things on the radio which people are surprised that I'll say things, and you know what? I'm just saying what it is. You should not listen to Kenneth Copeland. If you have a church with a woman pastor, you need to leave. Women elders, you need to leave. Sorry, you need to. Get out. Don't be supporting them. Leave. People, that you can't do that. Yes, I can. Don't do it. Don't support it. Because it's unbiblical.
Right.
Christians need to stand on the truth of the Word of God, not what they feel that they want. Stand on the truth of the Word of God. And God knows what He's doing. God knows what He has said. And we need to obey Him. That's what you do. And men, in particular, men in the church need to study the Word of God. They need to get in groups and study God's Word and study and learn doctrine, learn what truth is. And they need to start implementing it lovingly and patiently in their families and requiring more and more of this in the lives of the others that they touch. And as the Holy Spirit moves through men, He will start to unite men into a large movement of prayer, humility, service, and the work of the ministry to which we are all called. Men need to do this, but they're being wussified all over the place. And in church, you got to get in tune with your feminine side. I don't have a feminine side. I'm a man. I'm not knocking femininity. I'm a man, not a woman. I don't have a feminine side. I need to behave the way God wants me to behave as a man. That's what the Scriptures teach. I could go on, but I won't, because we're out of time.
Okay.
Call back tomorrow, buddy, okay?
All right, thanks, Matt, okay?
All right, God bless. Hey, folks, there you go for a little bit of a Matt's rant. I hope you had a great time listening, and I hope you're intrigued, challenged. May the Lord bless you, and by His grace, be back on here tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.